This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The corona pandemic hit a grim milestone Thursday with more than a million confirmed cases worldwide. The count by Johns Hopkins University says about a quarter of them are in the United States. Italy has reported the most fatalities with more than 13,000 and climbing daily. A question on nearly everyone's lips is in the U.S. is, do I need to wear a mask? Some experts have said anyone who is not sick or caring for someone who doesn't need one, they say a mask won't stop the virus. Other experts say even minimal protection from a mask or some type of face covering is better than nothing at all. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is recommending New Yorkers wear a scarf, bandana, or some homemade covering over their mouths and noses, but not a surgical mask. He says those should be reserved for medical professionals. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti is also asking people to cover their mouths in public. U.S. President Donald Trump says the White House task force is still putting together guidelines on whether to wear a face covering. As a result of the coronavirus, economies around the world have begun to crumble as businesses shut their doors and commerce all but grinds to a halt. In the U.S., 6.6 million Americans filed unemployment claims this week, pushing the two-week jobless total higher than 10 million, shattering records. Economists expect U.S. unemployment figures to skyrocket, but the question is how high and for how long. Experts say the true measure of the economic downturn may not come for months and must be measured against job numbers before the novel coronavirus. U.S. President Trump on Thursday lashed out at Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, accusing him of being missing on the action during the coronavirus response and for saying incorrect in bites about the administration's handling of the health crisis. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump said he underwent a second coronavirus test Thursday using a rapid diagnostic that produced a result in less than 15 minutes, and it had determined that he had not been infected. At his daily White House news briefing, Mr. Trump announced plans for the U.S. military and federal personnel to operate a makeshift hospital set up in New York to help the city grapple with a flood of patients. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner, a member of the coronavirus task force, said that the government will send to New York a public hospital system a supply of N95 protective masks to help medical workers get through the next month. Many funeral homes in New York and around the globe are in crisis as they try to meet surging demand amid the coronavirus pandemic. If funeral directors are being squeezed on one side by inundated hospitals trying to offload bodies, and on the other side by the fact that cemeteries and crematoriums are booked for a week at least. The captain of a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier facing a growing outbreak of the coronavirus was fired Thursday by Navy leaders who said he created a panic by sending his memo pleading for help to too many people. The Navy Secretary Thomas Motley said the ship's commander, Navy Captain Brett Crozier, demonstrated extremely poor judgment in the middle of a crisis. He says the captain copied too many people on the memo, which was leaked to a California newspaper and then quickly spread to many news outlets. Recent intelligence suggesting Iranian-backed forces in Iran, I should say in Iraq, are actively plotting to hit U.S. troops. It may have stirred a new war of words between Washington and Tehran on social media, but has done little to shock U.S. defense officials. U.S. President Donald Trump first shared word of the latest intelligence in a tweet Wednesday, warning of a sneak attack. Later, he told White House reporters the intelligence was very good and that Iranian leaders would be wise to heed U.S. warnings. While not commenting on the specific intelligence that led to Mr. Trump's tweet, current and former U.S. officials say the idea Tehran would use proxy forces to lash out at this time would be consistent with the Iranian regime's playbook. Some analysts add that in just the past few weeks alone, Iranian-backed militias have become even bolder, seeking to draw attention to all of their activities. And again, the coronavirus pandemic hit a grim milestone on Thursday with more than 1 million confirmed cases worldwide. That's according to a count by Johns Hopkins University. Right now, they say that Italy has reported the most fatalities at more than 13,000. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
No.